This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey there. I hope you are having an amazing day or evening, depending on when you're here. Today, we are going to be talking about our career path and how it's never just an upward linear trajectory. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk, Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. And this is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. All right, let's get into it here. So often we experience ups and downs throughout our career. I shouldn't even say often, like I feel like literally everyone I know. So, you know, more often we are made to believe, though, that it's really a ladder and it's an upward linear progression. Unfortunately, we have been made to believe a bullshit lie. And it's just not like that for most of us, which is okay. You know, our careers are going to be filled with peaks and valleys, setbacks, promotions, growth, and so much more variety and different types of and different directional movement. So it's never just literally like a perfect upward linear trajectory. It's like if you've ever done like any sort of weight loss, right? Like you're going to be up, down, up, down, up, down, because like our bodies, our careers are not perfect. So let's talk about some tips on how to stay motivated during the times where it's a valley, right? Where things are maybe seeming like it's a downward trajectory versus maybe an upward. So number one, as we often do here in the podcast, we're going to evaluate, right? What are your goals? Thinking about what your goals are is always a good thing to do when things don't feel like they are going our way. Here's why. Sometimes things don't go our way because they are closing a door for another one to open, right? And I know that is so fucking frustrating. I get it. I've been there. It doesn't change it though. And always when things aren't going your way in general, it's always a good time to just pause and like make sure like, okay, what are my goals? Are the goals I thought I wanted to accomplish still my goals? Do they still make sense? So on and so forth. Number two, ask yourself, am I happy? Oftentimes we get so caught up in achieving our goals and moving forward and checking the boxes and taking that next step that we might lose sight of our own happiness for the sake of just getting shit done. And I'm not saying getting shit done is a bad thing. I'm just saying when we're going, you know, 100 miles an hour towards these goals that maybe aren't actually making us happy anymore, or there aren't anything that we even care about, that could be a good time to be like, hey, maybe this isn't working out for this reason, right? Number three, remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. I know it's super easy to get hard on ourselves. I'm very hard on myself. A lot of people I know are very hard on themselves. And it's pretty easy to lose sight of how awesome we are. So make a list. What are your strengths? What have you accomplished throughout your career? And look at that every day, every hour, depending on how much you're struggling. Maybe you just need to look at it once a week. But if you're going through a harder time when it comes to anything, but this obviously specifically is about our careers, it's always helpful to have that reminder of, you know what, I am valuable to the workplace. I have accomplished a lot of things, which feeds really well into number four. You are a fucking badass and you got this. Know that. Remind yourself of that. Make it as your freaking background in your phone if you need to. Background of your laptop. I don't care where you put it. Freaking sticky note, whatever you want to do. But just know, you got this. You can do anything you set your mind to. I feel like I sound like my mother. Save me, please. No, I'm kidding. Mom, I love you. And that you're a fucking badass. Number five, can you pick up any sort of like side gigs or side projects? So sometimes when we feel like we're stuck at work or we're in, you know, one of the valleys, if you will, it can be really helpful to add some variety into our day, into our week, into our month. So maybe it's you want to try out driving for Uber. I don't know. Maybe you don't care if people throw up in the back of your car. I would care. I would go to jail. But that is neither here nor there. And maybe it's not even a side gig. Or maybe you love dogs and you want to go on the Rover app and be a dog babysitter. Rock on with your bad self. If my dog wasn't so people person-y, she don't like dogs. I'll just say it like that. She don't like dogs. It's weird. Like, she's a dog, but she doesn't like her own peoples, right? It's like, that's not normal. But she loves actual humans, so I can't be a dog sitter. Otherwise, I probably would. I would very much be willing to piss my dog off to get myself another dog and or watch a mini cow or a mini horse. So, you know, offers out there for anybody there. Anyway. Side projects at work, outside of work. Maybe there's a cool project that you know is coming up at work. Raise your hand. Maybe there is something that you've always wanted to do as a side project outside of work on like Upwork or something like Fiverr, you know, sites like that. So look into that. Number 6, are there any skills that you want to refine or obtain? So think classes, think webinars, think online courses, think about doing a practice project, right? Maybe you want to learn how to build a website. So you're going to build yourself a website, things like that. Obviously, the examples, I could probably go on and on, but I will spare you. Number 7, lean on your work friends. Of course, make sure they're people you can trust. I know is sometimes hard to assess at work, but if you're going through a hard time, lean on your work friends, which leads well into number 8. Also, utilize your support system, right? So these are going to be people maybe at work, but also definitely people outside of work, your friends, your family, so on and so forth. Number 9, try to stay positive as much as possible. Positive affirmations, positive mindset. If you have to have a sticky note that reminds you to smile once a day or once an hour, whatever it might be. I know it's like, oh, like foo-foo and woo-woo and you're like, stuff, whatever, like positivity doesn't matter. Like, I promise you it really does. Promise you it does. And I can also promise you, even if you don't see it, people around you see it if you are in a really negative mood all the time. So try to stay positive. I know, easier said than done, but if you're really stuck on this one, just Google it. Ideas to stay positive. And this podcast is supposed to be short and simple, so I will not go down the list, but there's probably hundreds of ideas out on the Google machine. Number 10, be your own advocate. Oftentimes when we are struggling at work, there isn't going to be someone who steps up and is like, hey, Steph, I got your back. I'm going to go fight for you. Sometimes, yes. More often than not, we have to be our own advocate. We have to speak up for what we want, what we need, what we're struggling with, how we can be and feel supported, so on and so forth. And number 11, explore opportunities. Kicker, internally and externally. If you feel stuck, if you feel like you're not having the growth you want and you've taken a moment, you've paused, you've evaluated, and you're like, this isn't it. Respect. Look elsewhere. We spend way too much time of our lives working to be miserable. Please don't. Please don't. I understand, like, sometimes we have to take a job that may not be ideal so we can get the next job. I get that. And sometimes you just gotta muscle through that bullshit. However, more often than not always, but more often than not, we can find something that's gonna be a better fit for ourselves. Number 12, acknowledge your emotions. I know we sometimes talk about emotions here. It's weird for me too, but here we are. I say that because there have been times in my life where I am just so focused on powering through, moving forward, getting the list done, checking the boxes, doing all the things that you think you're supposed to do. And I didn't even acknowledge, I didn't even think about my emotions and where a lot of my negative mindset or negative self-talk was coming from was emotions that weren't even really tied to work, but they were tied to maybe, for example, like someone may have said something at work that triggered something that happened in my personal life that put me into like a weird negative mental mindset. So acknowledging your emotions, figuring out, okay, I feel this emotion, or maybe you feel several emotions, and then taking that a step further and saying, okay, where is that coming from? Because sometimes, yes, it is definitely directly related to the situation at hand. And sometimes it's not. We're human. We are complicated and we have emotions and we have feelings and all the things, which leads well into number 13. Try and separate your emotions from fact. And this can be hard. I get it. But this one is really important because oftentimes we can be our own worst enemy here. And we might say, okay, I'm feeling this way, which means this person is da 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 da. Wait a second. Maybe they gave you feedback and they didn't necessarily give it the way you wanted it. So now, well, that person's just a jerk or a bitch or whatever, right? And now you are training your brain to think negatively about that person. However, the reason you are jumping to that conclusion is someone from your past, not work-related, gave you feedback in a similar way, but the fact of the matter is the feedback that you received is valid, right? So that's kind of like a really surface level example, but thinking through your emotions and trying to separate your emotion from fact is going to really help you if you're feeling like really emotionally or mentally stuck or discouraged. Number 14, play out the worst case scenario. I don't always like to play this game because that isn't always fun. But also, if you have anxiety, like most of us being me, I always play out the worst case scenario and I say, can I handle it? Is that going to be what just makes me not part of the living anymore, right? No, 99.99% of the time, the worst case scenario is like, that would really fucking suck, but I would get over it. And once you kind of get to the worst case scenario and realize I could manage, it might be hard, but you can do it. And I feel like the weight and the stress definitely becomes significantly less at that point. Number 15, don't hold everything in. You are not a damn volcano. Do not try to pretend to be one. If you need to talk about stuff, if you need to journal about stuff, if you don't have anybody to talk to, if you need to just dance around your living room with loud music, if you need to go drive your car at a reasonable speed with loud music, you do that. Don't hold it in though. Don't erupt like a volcano, because there have been times where I've erupted over nothing, literally nothing, you guys, because I've just been holding too much in for too long. And I've also seen other people erupt at work, and it's like, oh, okay, that's less fun. So you do better than myself and others. I don't hold it in. Find a way to get it out. Whatever works for you, you know you best, of course. Number 16, understand and accept. Acceptance being the hardest part. You can't control everything. I know, we want to. Wouldn't that be so much easier in life? That's not reality. That is not how life works. We are, as much as some of us are control freaks, and again, by us, me. And I will say this, I do like to control as much as I can because anxiety, and then I don't have to wonder about the unknown, and my mind doesn't have to play through, well, what if this, what if this, what if this, what if this? That's a freaking exhausting. So it's not a control thing to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to control everybody. It's more so like, if I know what's going to happen, my brain can calm the fuck down. Maybe you do want to control people, and that's a, you know, different conversation, but just know and accept that you can't control everything. And with that, a lot of change happens at work. So getting to the acceptance part of that is going to make your life way easier. Number 17, find habits that keep your mindset right. Maybe it's yoga. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's walking the dog. Maybe it's petting the dog. Maybe it's taking a nap at lunchtime for 30 minutes and eating the other 30 minutes. Whatever it is for you, we got to keep the mindset right. Number 18, organize your day, your schedule, your tasks to be more productive. Right? Oftentimes there are ways that we do things and strategies, or the lack of strategy or the lack of plan that we go through the day with. If we just tweak things a little bit or rearrange things or made our day or process or systems flow a little bit easier, we can be more productive. We can get more done. And then when we feel that valley, it's not going to feel as much, right? Because now we've optimized how we utilize our own time. And number 19, get out in nature. I know, kind of woo-woo. Yeah, but still, it works. I can go in and spend the next hour explaining to you the science and all the things. It works. Maybe you like the park. Maybe you like the beach. Maybe you like the mountains. Maybe you have none of that and you just want to go stand in grass in the middle of the city because you live somewhere where they only have a little, you know, 2x2 set of grass. Do that. Whatever, however you can be out in nature. And maybe you do live in a big city and you want to drive an hour to be in nature. I'm not saying you need to be in nature every day. For me, put me my water and I'm good. I am a water person. Don't get me wrong, I love the mountains. A lake in the middle of the mountains? Yeah, done. Build me a house. I'm good. No electricity. We'll figure it out. Like, that's how much I would love both, but it really does help. And it helps calm our mind, helps put us in a more positive mindset. It also, like at a cellular level, helps rejuvenate your body. So again, I won't go into the science because To the Point is in our intro. And but anyway, I hope that episode was helpful and valuable. If you have a topic you want me to cover, reach out, let me know. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here listening to the show. I appreciate you so much. Check out the website, stuffdentist.com. We have a podcast directory. We have other full goodies on there. You can support the show simply by listening, sharing with a friend, monetarily, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. Spotify also has monthly donation subscription options. You can leave a rating and or review as well. Find me on the socials, stuffdentist13, Instagram and TikTok. TikTok, and then Career Talk Podcast over on Instagram. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so awesome, so amazing. I hope you have a wonderful, lovely rest of your day. Bye-bye.